I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 8 weeks ago, an E3 partner disappeared in Syria. E3 partners Tom Doyle first alerted Mission Network News to their concern about Ahmed in mid-April. He was in the same area where two archbishops were taken at about the same time. May 11th was the International Day of Prayer for the Syrian Church. Ahmed was a top priority. Not long after, Doyle says,
a Syrian leader texted out, "God answered. God answered." So we were able to get a word to him and say, "What did God answer? What happened?" And he said, "Ahmed is fine."
You can listen to the full interview at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there is one down, two to go in Uganda. Orphan's Heart and Hines Ugandan Ministries just finished building a home for orphan girls. Now they can start working on the school, says Julie Boyd of Orphan's Heart.
"We hope by providing good education from a Christian perspective, that it'll raise the standard of living for the people there."
A project like this doesn't get very far without some help.
"We need sponsors, and we need people who can help us with these school supplies."
Get connected at our website and pray that the school introduces many kids to Christ. And a mission trip recharged a 77-year-old Canadian grandma for Christ. Peggy recently went on a Jesus Film trip to London and distributed Jesus Film DVDs to a group of North Africans. After returning home, she didn't want to stop there. Peggy ordered 800 DVDs to distribute in her city. People are open to the story of Christ, so she's going through her stash fast. Her one comment? "I never want to go back to life as it was before the trip." Want more? Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymns CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you one. Call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.